We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, here coming up on 9:35. I'm Brandon Peoples, and the next two segments we'll be talking with some guests from the Manhattan Parks and Recreation Department. We're going to talk here. We got Eddie Eastis, Director of Manhattan Parks and Rec, here in this third segment, and we'll talk with Dave Baker and Kyla Kellerman here from the Douglas Center in segment number four. But we bring on Eddie here first of all. Eddie, good morning. Glad to have you on.
Yes, thank you, Brandon. Always appreciate opportunity to be able to communicate with the community. So thanks for hosting us.
Yeah, you betcha. And we just want to remind the community that we usually bring on Parks and Rec this first Monday of the month. And that ties in really nicely because the Parks and Rec Advisory Board also meets today. What's on the agenda here for today? Do you know?
Yes, thank you, Brandon. Parks and Rec Advisory Board, that is today. It's the first Monday of each month. And we meet at 4:30. And we meet in the city commission room. And obviously, you know, same as our city commission, attendance has been reduced. So we'll do a hybrid. We'll have offer an opportunity for our members to attend virtually. But that meeting is shown on our website, as well as, I believe, Channel 3. Starts at 4:30. We have a couple topics today. We'll be talking about the city of Manhattan's annual capital improvement program, which is part of the 2022 budget process, any potential programs or equipment purchases. We'll talk with our advisory board about that process and see if they have any particular priorities they would like for us to focus on. We'll also talk to the Park and Rec Advisory Board in regards to the recent city commission work session that was a departmental update from all of the city departments, as well as Parks and Recreation. And we talked about the 2022 budget and the difficulties of that, as well as simply the 2021 season and concerns that revenues might not come in as projected, similar to what occurred in 2020, and just how we'll react to that if revenues are reduced. What is it that we in Parks and Recreation could do to make sure that we'd still be able to offer some programs, but understanding if revenues are reduced, we might be faced with program reductions as well. So we had that discussion with the City Commission, and we intend to have that discussion with the Park and Rec Advisory Board as well today in that meeting.
Yeah, and I know it's a tough time here for Parks and Rec. It was a rough year last year, and we kind of hoped maybe we'd have some optimism with Parks and Rec. But these are situations that are kind of, I hate to use the word unprecedented because it's been used so much here in the last year, but that's kind of what we're facing here right now. And I think most of them in the community don't want to see too much cutting here from the Parks and Rec. If I would take a poll, I bet you that would be primarily the case.
Well, I think you're accurate with that. And we as a department, we don't really look to make cuts or reductions, but like any business, if revenues are not coming in as expected or as planned, we have to reduce services that we provide, no different than a business would do. So we saw revenues were reduced in 2020. We anticipate that they probably will be lower than expected in 2021. So that continues to be the case. We have to run through some scenarios of what modification, you know, or suspended activities, temporary reductions, what measures would we take if our revenues, you know, are lower than expected. And no, it's not really what we want to do, but recreation programs tend to ebb and flow, come and go based on participation, lack of participation. We always need to be able to react, you know, to the community and just the environment. And that's what we're doing. That's what our discussion was with the commission and will be with our park board.
Well, I know one thing that was kind of missed here last year was the pools not being open. And I know that last week there was discussion that could come back in somewhat of a limited capacity. How much of a revenue generator is the pools?
Well, we'll just high level, considering the pool budget, the pool expenses are typically in the area of $800,000 annually, all three pools in operation. attendance greater than 100,000, and our revenue typically is in the $500,000 range. So we do not recover 100% of the expenses that are associated with our pools. Last year, that was part of the reason we did not open. We needed to make sure that we generated savings to the City of Manhattan budget by not opening pools. We saved the City of Manhattan several hundred thousands of dollars. We're taking that same approach, you know, this year. If we do not fully open all of our swimming pools, I think that we'd be able to develop some savings, you know, to the City of Manhattan general fund budget. So that's what we're looking at. That's our consideration. And that's what we talked about with our city commission on the 26th. And it's not necessarily what we want to do, but, you know, if a business is faced with reduced revenues, we have to look at, just like any business would, a reduction of services. Aquatics is one area. We think we could generate some savings to the City of Manhattan general fund budget if we did not open up 100% of all our pools.
All right. And just for the record, the pool, I think the one pool that they mentioned last week that probably would not open if it was a reduced capacity would be the Seco Park pool and I think the Blue Earth Plaza water feature. Is that right?
That's correct. And it is interesting that you combine Blue Earth Plaza with aquatics discussion, because Blue Earth Plaza water feature is very much a swimming pool. It has the same pump system, filtration system, UV light, sanitation system. It's every bit as complicated as a swimming pool. But yes, Seco Pool is what we had identified as a pool that we would not open for the 2021 season. What we're looking at, though, potentially with Blue Earth, trying to see if there's a way we could potentially have, you know, some of the water in operation, maybe just not 100% of the water in operation, meaning there's two or three different systems that are a part of Blue Earth Plaza. Everybody's familiar with the jets that shoot up in the air along the stream. That might be an aspect we would not include and, you know, make that sort of temporary reduction to Blue Earth Plaza, but maybe being able to run the stream and some of the jets in the smaller circle just to the south of the stream. But that's an example of, you know, what can we provide, what can we offer, but maybe just a little bit reduced from where it's been in previous years. So aquatics, we're looking to open pools up, but most likely not Seco. Blue Earth Plaza, we're hoping to be able to open up some aspects of that water feature, but it might not just be 100% as it's operated in past years. So we're taking that approach with realistically everything that we offer. Youth sports, I think last year was an example. We did not have recreational youth soccer, but we have two very strong soccer clubs that operate here in Manhattan, and they offered some recreational opportunities for youth soccer. So that's an example of, it might not be Parks and Recreation offering the program, but we're going to work with those private groups to be able to make sure that they have space to be able to utilize. And it could be that those private groups offer some recreational opportunities. So we're looking at a number of programs in that regard. When you think about last year, another example would be like pottery class. As we've moved out of the community house, we worked with the Manhattan Arts Center to see what kind of programs they're offering. Could we work in coordination with them so that the community would have some opportunities, but they might not come directly from Parks and Recreation? And we'll continue to work with the community in that regard so that people will have opportunities for recreational opportunities. So that's how 2021 could look. Reduced, but certainly not eliminated.
Okay. Well, there's one thing that it seems like athletics have been able to figure out, some way to have a modified events here. Do you expect we'll see some tournaments and the like here in the summertime, spring and summer?
You bet we will. You know, last year we had multiple tournaments that we hosted out at Twin Oaks, whether they were adult softball, youth baseball. The community and the state and the region. They're figuring out how to conduct activities. And I'm sure that we're going to see the same. I've already seen on my desk a list for proposed tournaments for the 2021 season. And I anticipate that we will offer leagues in some way for youth baseball, youth softball. But as I've stated before, we need to look at how we can reduce those in some way so that we can reduce our expenses. We're concerned that revenues are going to come in short for 2021. So we're going to have to modify what we offer. And we're going to continue to look at that, whether it's our Arts in the Park program, whether it's our, you know, day camp opportunities that we've had. We might have to reduce those simply because we want to maintain some spacing in our camps. And instead of offering opportunities for 150 kids, maybe we only offer an opportunity for 75 kids to make sure that we offer a safe program. So we're looking at it in two different ways. There's cost savings we need to consider because of potential revenue shortfalls, but we also need to look at everything from a COVID perspective. How is it that we conduct activities in a safe manner?
All right. Well, that's no easy task. I know you got your hands are tied. Yeah, it's kind of out of your control here at this point, but you can control what you can control, and what you can't, you just do your best. Eddie, anything else we should know before we break here for the next segment?
Well, you know, of course, the Sunset Zoo is open and hosting people. The Discovery Center is open and hosting people, again, under, you know, different measures than they have in years past. But we're trying to provide as many opportunities as we can. And we've certainly seen an uptick in people utilizing parks and trails. And, of course, all of those outdoor spaces are open and available. And please get out and enjoy yourselves, but do so safely.
All right. Again, remind people to tune into the Park and Rec Advisory Board. Those meetings are public, and they're available on Cox Cable Channel 3, the city's website, and cityofmhk.com/TV. That's the website, and limited attendance. It's good for people to know about and that this is happening, and voice their opinion if they have any, if they need to get that information out to the city commission and let them know. Eddie, always appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for hosting us, Brandon. You have a good day.
You bet. We'll take a break, come back. We'll hear from Dave Baker, director of the Douglas Center, and Kyla Kellerman, recreation and fitness coordinator, in just a moment.